This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence.
KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
in wild wonder at the joy they had found. Then nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This is Bob Romanek, and as always, there's problems. The problems can be taken care of, so lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side. Cut off
stand
the...
up for your right.
Yeah. It is quite, quite amazing. Anyway... What about the CD? There we go. Now, we may have it, may not have it. Again, lines are always open, people. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. I want to start off. And I talked about it Monday, and I pissed some people off, but I made a lot of people happy. Well, not so much happy, but you heard me talk about the situation with this eighth grade student, from East St. Louis, who was killed in a shootout after a little graduation party. And now I see in the weekend paper, and it really does. I got to say, it really does piss me off because no other person would have got this. No other person would have gotten this. Front page, top fold, Sunday's paper in the St. Louis Post-Disgrace. He never had a chance. More than 1,000 people attended the funeral of Jaylon McKenzie, the Metro East football standout shot at party. Now, I want to ask everybody, both black and white, if he hadn't been a good football player, would there have been 1,000 people attend his funeral, or would there have been 20 or 30 or 40 or 50? You guys know as well as I do what the situation was. And they've got the East St. Louis varsity football team. They're carrying the casket for Jaylon McKenzie, not having family members, not having friends, having people that he probably didn't even know being in the eighth grade. But doesn't that amaze you? Doesn't that amaze you how, when I say it and I mean it, below the hill, they give a damn less about scholastics. All they care about, as always, all they care about is taking care of their football team, their basketball team, their track team. And it's amazing. And nothing against Jalen or his family, Jalen McKenzie or his family. But it just struck me wrong that this would be on the front page, top fold of the St. Louis Post disgrace. It really, really amazes me. Now, nobody else will address this. Nobody else is addressing this but Bob Romanek. And I know I'll probably get heat for it, but you know what I say? I do not give a damn. Over a thousand people showed up at the funeral. And I respect them. I respect them totally for showing up at the funeral. But it's the message that's sent with all the situations going on. They've got pictures all over in the Post-Dispatch. Post-Disgrace, I'm sorry. Talk about we're all praying for him, and over 1,000 people packed the auditorium here in Belleville at the Scottish Rite's Masonic Bodies for Jalen's funeral. Now, did they pack that funeral? And again, no disrespect to the McKenzie family. Did they pack that funeral because he was a nice guy, a nice young man? Or was that funeral packed because he was a good, or maybe even, if he had survived, maybe even a great, great football player? Everybody knows what the situation is there. I've seen pictures here Saturday at the Shriners Hall in Belleville. Jam-packed. And it's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing how we let this crap go. Nobody will say anything about it. I've talked about it in the past, and I'll continue to talk about it. When you see that all they give a damn about, and there's some white areas that are the same, all they give a damn about is their sports. All they give a damn about, again, is football, basketball, track. They don't care about scholastics. They haven't in the last 30, 40 years. And they'll continue to not care about scholastic achievement until we the people, both proud white and proud black, say, hey, it's time to do something about it. Now, I don't know when that's going to come. I've been talking about it. Other people have been talking about it. But apparently it's not hitting home to anybody. Not hitting home to anybody, because we sit back and do nothing. I say do nothing about it. I see where a proud black man, a philanthropist, a billionaire investor and philanthropist, Robert F. Smith, gave his commencement speech at Morehead College in Atlanta on Sunday. Morehead College is a black male college. Historically black male college. You don't hear historically white male college, do you? Hell, they'd be afraid to print anything like that. I'll talk about it. Nobody else will. But this man, what a great thought. He's a billionaire, and he's giving everybody that's graduating, he's paying all their fees. He's paying all their loans off. He said it could be between any range between $5 to $10 million, according to estimates. There are 400 graduates in the class. So that's a lot of money. I don't care how much money you have. That's a lot of money to give away. So I want to commend Robert F. Smith, the billionaire investor and philanthropist, who is giving between $5 and $10 million. But I also have to say to that, there's a black man going to a black college. Nobody has said anything. Says in quotes, billionaire talks to grads from his heart, in quotes, and wallet. So if this would have happened at an all-white college, you good people know what would have happened. Why are they giving money? Why are they giving money to an all-white college? Somebody would say something if that happened, and I don't know why. It just, you know, it really amazes me that we have to go through this crap day in and day out. But having said that, here's a black university with a black billionaire going to give money to the black students. Now, I see nothing wrong with that. I see nothing wrong with that. If the white people would come out and say, hey, I'm going to be for a white, primarily white university, and I'm going to give the white students. I told you good people a while back, we called some of the colleges in the area and wanted to give $10,000 for a scholarship. Everybody was ready to take it. Everybody. There was five. We called five or six universities. But when I said I want it to be for a poor white student, I didn't say male or female. Nobody. I said nobody would take it. They'd get back with me. They'd have to talk to somebody. They'd have to do this. They'd have to do that. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that the black community can get away with it? And I shouldn't even say get away with it. They've got every right to give their money to who they want. But as soon as a white man does something like that, you good people know. You know exactly what's going to happen. That's why it doesn't happen. That's why it doesn't happen. It scared everybody away. And if that's the way it's going to be, that's the way it's going to be. I want to come back to Belleville momentarily. Then I want to talk about our presidents, our first 5, 6, 7 presidents of the United States of America, this great country, and how they felt about slavery. But first I want to go, and our good old buddy, Maximus Vaginus, the big pussy, Mark the big pussy Maximus Vaginus Eckert, the failed mayor of Belleville, Illinois, says St. Elizabeth's leaves, Lindenwood College downsize. What's the economic impact on Belleville? Now, this idiot mayor is saying, well, things could get better. They're floating figures around. They're floating money around. They're floating crap around, and it's going to get better. But Mayor Maximus Vaginus Eckert, it's not going to get better in Belleville when 4 or 5% of the people elected you to mayor last time. You got to know that you weren't a big hit with the good people of Belleville. And I'm looking, not looking forward, but I'm looking to see in the very near future that the black community will come together, and you'll see some more black aldermen. You may even see a black mayor in the next term or two, because they will stick together. They will stick together. But it amazes me how Eckert comes out and talks about, well, we've given this much money and Belleville's on the rise and Belleville's doing this and Belleville's doing that. You good people in Belleville, you know what's going on. You know it's going downhill. You know it's going to be another East St. Louis. You know it's going to be another Washington Park, another Brooklyn, another Allerton, another Centerville, another Cahokia. And I don't mean with the proud blacks, because there's still a lot of proud blacks down below the hill. But the niggers, the crackers, the hunkies, these bastards will kill you at every angle. But I just think for the mayor of Belleville to sit there and talk to the Belleville new slime of crap and lie and say, well, Belleville's going to be fine. We're going to turn this around. We're going to turn that around. He hasn't turned anything around since he's been the mayor of Belleville, people. Times are hard. Businesses are leaving. Now you're getting a lot of Chinese restaurants, a lot of nail places, a lot of massage places. You're getting these small mom and pop operations. But as soon as they come in, you know as well as I do that they'll go out. But he's going to continue to lie. So I just hope you good people understand what this bastard's trying to do, or what he apparently has been doing. I want to, East St. Louis, I want to salute the new chief of police in East St. Louis. I think he'll do a real, real good job. Kendall Perry, the new mayor, and I hope he does a good job. Robert Easton III, he's appointed Kendall Perry as the new chief. And a gentleman named Eland as his assistant chief. The mayor says he hopes that he can bring East St. Louis back to where it was. I doubt that that's ever going to happen, but it's good to see that there's new blood. And also, I want to commend the ex-chief, Jerry Simon. He actually worked for me in Washington Park years back. He did a great job. He's a white guy. He did a great job. But it just amazes me when it can be an all-black town and they can have a white chief, or an all-white town and they can have a black chief, or primarily white or black. But Jerry Simon did a great job for what he had to work with, so we want to congratulate him. He's going to be going to work at the federal building, I guess, as a bailiff down in East St. Louis. I believe that's where a lot of the ex-police officers go. They don't want to, you don't want to retire at 55 years old, I don't guess. So that's where you end up going. I want to talk about some of our presidents, the great presidents of this United States of America. You know what they're talking about? They're talking about getting rid of everything with Thomas Jefferson. Remember Thomas Jefferson, our third president of this great United States? He had over 600 slaves. Well, guess what? George Washington had over 300 slaves. So I guess if you have less than 600 slaves in your day, you're okay. I don't believe that, and I don't think you good people believe it either. It's always pick and choose. You understand that. Pick and choose. That's what these niggers, not the proud blacks, that's what these niggers continue to do time after time after time. And apparently they're getting away with it. They're trying to bring more of Thomas Jefferson's statues down, trying to bring all of his memorabilia down, because, see, he was our third president of this great United States, but he was also a slave owner. Well, George Washington, our first president, had over 300 slaves. James Madison, our fourth president, had over 100. So did James Monroe, our fifth president. So did Andrew Jackson, our seventh president, had over 200 slaves. Now, they tell me that the last president to have slave was Ulysses Grant, and I think they told me he was the 18th president.
Shotzi's!
Shotzi's Bar and Grill in Belleville is everything you could want
in this great United States. And it just amazes me. But it's amazing how people can be mad at you if they want to be mad, but if they decide not to be mad, they forget about it. So I ask all in the black community, if you're coming after Thomas Jefferson so hard, if you're coming after Madison and Monroe, maybe even Andrew Jackson, why the hell aren't you coming after George Washington? It amazes me. George Washington had over 300 slaves. He got his first slave, and you can check it out, but when you do, you'll know again that I was right. George Washington got his first slave when he was 11 years old. His father died back in 1743. That's when George Washington had his first slave, and he owned over 124 slaves, and he controlled another 193. Now, this is our first president of the United States. Now, nobody other than me wants to talk about it, because they don't want, we can't change Washington, D.C. We can't change all that crap. You're right, we can't. But then how can we change Thomas Jefferson? How can we change James Monroe? How can we change James Madison, Andrew Jackson? How can we change all these guys? How can we take down all those statues if we're not taking down the statues of George Washington? And I say as always, the niggers, the crackers, the hunkies, they always go to the least line of resistance. They're not going to fight somebody that they think they have a losing battle. They're going to forget about that. But they want Thomas Jefferson down all over. They want everybody down. They don't want George Washington. I wonder, you niggers, any nigger out there, our proud black, give me a call and let me know why you can take all of Thomas Jefferson's statues down, everything Thomas Jefferson did, because he owned slaves back in the day that were legal. And nobody says nothing, or nobody fights George Washington. I, for the life of me, do not understand that. But it's amazing. It is amazing how times will change. But apparently, it's just survival for those who can survive. And the ones that can't survive, that's who we're going to fight. That's who we're going to come out against. We can't come out against George Washington. If we can come out against every other past president that owned slaves back in the day, I'll be damned. I'll be damned if we can't come out. If we can't come out against good old George. I see the National Urban League. They're the black organization. The Black America reports that they're worried about getting the black vote out. They said that we, I guess we as white people, they always say we and them. I don't understand that. It says, the state of Black America reveals how a terrible trio of voter suppression, state legislatures, the Supreme Court, and hostile foreign actors worked together to disrupt the Black Americans' democracy. Now, we couldn't say that about white American democracy, could we? We could, but you know the first thing they'd say? They'd say, hey, that's a racist move. They also would like to make a bid to eliminate the Electoral College. Now, that hasn't went anywhere, and I don't think it's going to go anywhere. But it's just amazing. It's amazing to me how they can take one situation and run with it and then not run with anything else. They're talking about the National Urban League reports on the state of the black vote. Well, other than WAR, White Awareness Radio, and other than NAME, the National Association for Majority, now listen people, majority equality. Equality is all we want. Nobody takes us serious. You know why? Because we're a white group. And if we're talking about white people, we must be racist. If you don't come on the black side, no matter what color you are, if you don't come on the black side, you're a racist. And I guess there's some black racists because they're against some of the things that the blacks are trying to pull. And it really kind of makes me feel good. We've got some decent people in the black community that's saying, hey, enough's enough. Why are we going to play with this crap? Why are we going to play with it? Why are we not going to keep things the way they were? Why are we going to let 2 or 3 or 1% of these asswipe niggers, these asswipe crackers, these asswipe hunkies, why are we going to let 1 or 2 or 3% take us down? Why are we going to let 1 or 2 or 3% try to destroy our great country? It can only be destroyed, people, if we let it be destroyed. And I think you all know, and I think you've realized, especially in the areas where the blacks are moving in, that it's not a good situation. I'm in Belleville last night. Go to Schnucks. 14, 15 people. Two were white and the rest were black. Now, this is on the Beltline here in Belleville. You know how it's getting in Belleville. They say there's 12, 16% blacks in Belleville. That's a damn lie. They're getting their money down in East St. Louis so they can vote out of houses where there's 20, 30 people registered in a one-bedroom, one-bath house. But it's amazing. It's amazing that we, the proud white and the proud black people of this great county, we're letting this crap go. We continue to let it go. And it's going to go and go and go until we stop it. And at this point in time, it hasn't been stopped. It's not even close, people. It's not even close to being stopped. We sit back. I look at all the, then, and there are some black, but I see these niggers late at night walking down the streets of Belleville, 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. You think they're there for a good time? What, are they just walking around, just got off work and figure, hey, I'm a little excited about working hard, working the late shift, so I'm going to get off work and I'm just going to walk around Belleville. You know, I don't believe that to be. Let's take a caller before we go to break. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, I've listened to you off and on for the last 6 months or so. And for a guy who says you're not a racist, you talk race a whole lot on your program.
Okay.
And I'm just pointing that out. I think, I mean, you talk proud black and proud white, but you talk about race a whole lot.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question, John. Who else talks about race like I do on the white side? Give me one person that talks about race like I do on the white side.
Oh, on the public program, nobody. But
nobody. Okay. Why do you think that?
Hold on.
No, wait. Whoa. Hey, bitch, don't tell me to hold on. This is Bob's show, not John's show. You understand that, John? Now, let me tell you, I talk racial issues because I'm the only white son of a bitch that will. Everybody else is afraid. Everybody else has a job. Everybody else don't want to get in trouble. I'm the only one, and I'm not against the proud blacks. I've buried proud blacks. I've given them money. I've spent $25,000 this last year at Christmas time for the blacks in East St. Louis, and you're going to tell me I spend $30,000 to keep the state parks open so the blacks can fish out of Horseshoe Lake, and you're going to tell me, not knowing me at all, going to tell me that I'm a racist?
Are there white guys fishing at Horseshoe Lake?
I didn't see any, but there could be. I don't know. Wait a minute. Do you know if there's any whites fishing at Horseshoe Lake?
I do not know that.
Okay.
I'm asking you.
Now, I don't know either. Okay. I do not know.
But you know there's blacks fishing there.
I do know there's blacks fishing there because I got calls from some blacks and said that's the only way they could eat. And so I made a call, had my secretary make a call. We paid all the bills and opened up the state parks. Now, if you don't believe that, call up to Springfield, will you?
Bob, if you say it's true, it's got to be true.
No, it don't got to be true. You got to research it. What did I tell you to do? I said call up in Springfield. Then you'll find it to be true.
There you go.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you have a good day. What I was going to say earlier was the only other people that I hear talk racial issues about blacks are white supremacists and white power. I'm not saying you're that, but that's where I've also heard it.
Okay, John, but do you think because they say it that I can't say it, that we just have to let it go, that I, as a proud white man, can't give my thoughts? I'm not a racist by any means. I've got a lot of proud black friends. They come up to me every day and thank me for separating them from the niggers. So what would even make you think that I'm a racist just because I'm a white guy who has the guts to talk racial issues?
The last word you use, the N-word. That's a word that I don't care to use or hear.
Okay.
No matter who it's coming from.
Okay. Well, okay, John, now, and I'm not going to argue with you. You don't care to use it, but you care if other people use it? This is America. Shouldn't I say what I want as long as nobody gets hurt, as long as I don't threaten anybody, as long as I don't try to hurt anybody? Can I say what the hell I want? They say it on every nigger station over in St. Louis. They say it on every black station throughout this country that have their rap nigger songs about killing and crap. They get away with it. How come? Whoa. How come you aren't calling those radio stations and bitching at them?
You take callers, they don't.
Why, what,
number one.
Well, wait number a minute. Two, well, wait a minute. Why don't you think they take callers?
Because usually they're not talk radio shows. They're music shows that play that rap music that I don't care to listen to.
Okay.
By choice. Now, and you're right. First Amendment, right to free press. You can say what you want to say. As long as it's not fire in a theater, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, sir, I do.
I'm just pointing out, sir.
Okay, well, I hope, John. I know you're mad at me. I know you think I'm a crazy...
I'm not mad at you. Well, I'm just smiling here listening to you talk.
Well, but don't you think, isn't it refreshing to have a white guy, even though I may go off a little crazy sometime, to have a white guy to not only to defend the proud whites, but the proud blacks, all of them that work hard to try to make this and keep this country great. Isn't it a little refreshing to you that there's somebody as crazy as me out there trying to do this?
Well, you are crazy. I'll say that.
Hey,
here's my point. I think all America, when I talk to somebody and work with somebody, the first thing I notice is not their color. I want to know them particularly.
Right. I agree, okay. John, but how many people in this country do you think like that? Be honest.
Not many.
Not many. You're exactly, and it's good. It's good that you think, and I'm serious, it's good that you think that way. I think that way because I've got a lot of proud black friends. I just wish the vast majority of both proud white and proud black people in this great country would do that. They haven't, and until they do, I think we're still going to have problems, don't you?
I agree with you. There's a lot of problems, and separating them, working together is the way to go. But, you know, we'll see. Hey, I'm going to let you go. You have a good day.
Hey, John, and you too, buddy. I hope you don't dislike me any more than you dislike me whenever you call me. So thanks for the call. I sincerely appreciate that. We've got some other callers, but we're going to hold on. We're going to take a quick break. We're running out of time. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
The all-new 1190 AM KQQZ, marching in beat to the worldwide voice of freedom.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek CD. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Welcome back to the dark side. What a day. What a day. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Bobby. You're on the dark side.
I want to talk to the topic yesterday. They got an issue with...
You're going to have to talk up, Bobby. We can't hardly hear you. Push it all the way up.
I heard y'all was talking about the situation with the slaves and so forth, the Jefferson and Washington and so many others, but I got an issue with it because I first really had knowledge of it when Alan Taylor came out in the 70s with the Roots movie, and I heard and I saw what went on with all the actors and, you know, Chicanos and all of that, and the guy that played with Bonanza, all these guys, And I'm glad all of them participated because that they was a part of bringing reality to the people of our history. But and it was a sad situation. And you got the benefits versus the people that was upset. But what I'm saying is, to make a long story short, is, you know, it just shows characteristics that came out of there, that part of our history, and continue on in our present and our future. So we got to live in this world, in this country, not only in this country, in this world together, or we're going to destroy each other. And I don't want to be destroyed. I don't want my grandkids or my kids to be destroyed. I want us all to be able to live peacefully in this society without oppressing one another and disrespecting one another and mistreating one another. And let's do the opposite and start respecting and start treating people right. Because we all got 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes, and the only thing different from us is the color eyes and the color of our skin and the texture of our hair. But we all got the oranges and everything the same. So we need to stop this.
You know, Bobby, I thank you for the call. I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%. We need to stop this color crap, because this color crap's not making it for us. This color crap is to the point where it's not making it. We can talk anytime and all the time we want, but it's never... Well, it amazes me. Lines are always open. Lines are always open. I don't know who the hell. I don't know who the hell. People want to text me, call me when I'm on the air, but that's okay. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Call toll free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. I want to go out to Denver. They have a white candidate. And there again, here will be John will call me and tell me I'm the only white guy. He didn't say, and I like that, he didn't say I talk racist issues. He said I talk racial issues. And I talk racial issues every day, on the air and off the air. And I think everybody does. They can say what they want. But anyway, this white candidate, Jamie Gilius, a white gal running for mayor of Denver, she gets on the show, the Brother Jeff show, so you know that's got to be black, and they ask her what the NAACP stands for. She got a little excited. She really didn't know. She looked very uncomfortable, and she says, well, it's a group that helps black people, you know, get what they want and get what they need and have equal treatment in this great country. And they kept pressing her and said, well, what does it stand for? And she got a little excited. She couldn't say what it stood for. But then after the break, she came back and says, you know, it stood for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. But they give her so much crap. And I expect them to. This was a black station. And they're going to give this gal crap. Now, apparently, somebody else had told the disc jockey that this candidate for mayor, the mayor candidate, that she didn't know what the NAACP stood for, or really didn't give a damn what the NAACP stood for. But they gave her crap, and they continue to give her crap. And then at the last segment, she says that it stood for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And this Galia said... Well, it got me off guard, but they do have advocacy for African American communities. She responded. They talk about the policies, they talk about the issues, but it was amazing. It was amazing at the end of the day that they really wouldn't give her the right time. They have the incumbent mayor Michael Hancock called the clip alarming. Now, why would he call it alarming? Because a white person couldn't remember exactly what the NAACP stood for. you know, it stands for, or they say it stands for, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. I don't see a National Association for the Advancement of White People. No, we wouldn't have that, John. They called earlier. We wouldn't have that because then I'd be a racist. You know, we don't want to have that racial crap. Oh, I want to say, too, we just got a message that the East St. Louis School District is closed today for Malcolm X Day. So for all you people, I guess it's a little late to go by the school and see that it's closed. But, and I guess that's just School District 189. I would assume a lot of the black school districts would be closed for Martin Luther King Day. I mean, I'm sorry, for Malcolm X Day. Oh, don't say Martin Luther Coon, because, hell, they'll be wanting to throw me off. Well, they do want to throw me off the air, but you can see where that's going. But I make a point with this lady running for mayor, and I'll make a point to Bobby who called. I'll make a point to John who called. I'll make it a point to anybody that talks with me. I will talk racial issues today and every day. And again, you know what 1190 is for, from 10 to 11 every Monday through Friday, then at 4 o'clock for an hour, and then at midnight to all our law enforcement officers that work the midnight shift. I'm going to talk situations that I think need to be talked about. And if you don't like it, as always, just don't listen. We got some more calls. Go ahead, Zachary. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. I just wanted to call up and say hi to you. I listen to your radio show every day while I'm on work. I just wanted to call up and say hi, and I wanted to say nigger on the radio real quick. That's all.
Hey,
you have a good rest of your day.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Zachary.
Yes, sir?
What?
Yeah.
You just wanted to come on the air so you can say nigger. Hello? Is that true?
I can't hear you. My phone's breaking up. What was that?
I said you just wanted to come on the air so you could say you didn't really care to talk to me. You just wanted to come on the air today to say nigger, didn't you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to be with you on that. Be another one to say it on the radio. Not scared.
Okay. Hey, Zachary, are you a proud white man?
Yes, sir, I am.
Do you hate blacks just because of the color of their skin?
No, I do not. I just don't like them tearing up my Walmart out here in St. Louis.
Yeah. Hey, I've been there and done that. Hey, Zach, you have a good day. Thanks for taking the time to listen. Thanks for taking the time to call. And go ahead. I'm going to give it to you one more time. Say it one more time. He's gone. I was going to let him say nigger one more time, but we'll get by with that. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Welcome back to the dark side. Sometimes we've got it right, other times we don't. I don't understand it, but I guess that's life in the big city. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, OJ. You're on the dark side.
Hey, man. Hey, why you call that dude a bitch? And also...
Wait, OJ, or whatever your name is. You asked me why I called him a bitch? Because I thought he was a bitch. That's why I called him a bitch. Is that okay with you?
You making me laugh, man. I'm in corporate America. You know what I'm saying?
Well, wait a minute. What kind of corporate America are you in?
I like to do, I'm a tax auditor for the state.
You a tax auditor as well? You guys audit my tax every year, and you see I pay all my taxes.
No, we business tax.
Oh, I'm sorry. But go ahead, OJ, with your comments.
See, I don't see nigger or cracker. I just see America. I'm a patriot American. Matter of fact, I'm a 45-year-old grandfather. My daughter had two babies. So,
well, congratulations.
Now what America those kids are gonna inherit it in the next 20 years.
Hey, it's AOJ.
It's not gonna be
listen, AOJ. You don't like it when I say listen. I don't like it when you say listen. But you know, congratulations on your two granddaughters. Now I'm gonna listen. You don't have to tell me to listen, but go ahead.
You know how Amazon is treating their workers. The majority of the workers at Amazon are white. So they got a machine that fires their ass. They got them working like a 21st century slave. So they got this machine that judges how fast they can put the stuff in the box.
Okay.
Have you read about that?
No, I haven't.
Right. Look up. And also, the tech companies out there in Silicon Valley got a lot of white trash living inside their cars. They got to buy those big maxi vans to live inside.
Well, wait a minute. Hey, there ain't no black trash living out that way?
Man, I was homeless before. It's a lot of homelessness doesn't give a care about your race, color, and creed.
I know, but you say white trash, but I don't hear you ever
say anything. Because there's a lot of white people who go to Silicon Valley and work up in the tech industry.
Okay, but you
niggas don't do that. You got four few and in between niggas.
What do the niggas do?
They work at White Castles. They work at McDonald's. They work at Walmart. They work at low-paying jobs.
Okay, but that's all of them. There ain't no blacks that don't work. The most blacks are good people, then, right? Most blacks are good, and most whites are bad. Is that what
you
telling
said?
Me?
There are no black. What did you say now?
What you're telling me is most whites are no good, and most blacks are okay. They just work low-paying jobs.
No, what I'm saying, listen to me real carefully, okay?
Okay, well,
What I'm saying, suffering is equal today.
I agree with that. Now I'll go along with that.
You know, 300, 400 years ago, it was lopsided.
I agree.
The niggas was on the bottom, and the whites were on top.
How many years ago?
Wait, how many years ago? Probably about 300 years ago.
Okay, probably less than that, but go ahead. I'll keep agreeing with you on that.
Well, the Industrial Revolution changed everything.
Well, it did change something.
You know, what was the president name who did the Great Society? Roosevelt?
Good man.
Right. So? I'm just telling the truth.
I know
you,
that. Hey,
so when that white boy said that the niggas are going to Walmart and tying it up.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much, OJ. Appreciate your call.
Yeah, Bow Wow. Yep.
Okay. Man, oh man, what a day it's been. What a day it's been, and it can't get any worse. OJ, a little bit off, though. OJ, want to talk about the blacks work at the poor-paying jobs, and the whites are out in their cars, and they're the bums stealing and getting caught at Silicon Valley, and they're the ones getting fired. And see, I'll go up to a certain point, but there's enough, and I say it every day, and you people hear me and understand me, there's enough shame and blame in this game to go around. You know, it's not just all black and it's not just all white. And it just pisses me off when somebody tries to play that crap. Now, they can play that crap on other stations, but they're not playing it here because we're not going to take this crap. I think we've got some more callers. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You're on the dark side.
Is this Bob Romantic?
This is Bob Romantic. Who the hell is this?
This is Danny King, and I live out in St. Charles, right there off Crocus.
Danny, what's going on, buddy?
Me and my uncle listen to your show every day at 10 sharp. We absolutely love you, guy.
Well, I'll tell you what, Danny, you and who, your uncle?
Yeah, my Uncle Charlie.
Hey, you tell your Uncle Charlie, and you too, Danny. I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. You probably don't agree with everything I say, but the things you do agree with me, I think we're going to fight till the end, and I don't mean a physical fight. I think we can come together as proud white and proud black and defeat these niggers and crackers and hunkies at the end of the day, don't you, Danny?
Yeah, we love you, guy.
Okay, well, and what area you live in, Danny?
Right here out of St. Charles, out of St. John.
Oh, okay, that's a pretty good area, isn't it?
Yeah, we love you, man. You need to expand your show, and you need to go nationwide.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We do go nationwide, actually. When they give me the bad press in the St. Louis Post Disgrace, it gets on the public airways throughout all these papers. And when it does, they find me on the Internet. We've got listeners in every state in the country. So, Danny, you tell your Uncle Charlie and you too, thanks for listening. I appreciate it, and I hope you guys keep the faith.
You too, Bob.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. You know, as always, through all the problems we've been having, we've had people sick, we've had some technical problems that I think we finally got most of them worked out. So we appreciate you guys listening, appreciate you putting up with my crap. Hopefully it's going to get better because it can't get any worse. So, and as I always tell you good people, at the end of the day, do not let them divide and conquer us. That's what they're trying to do, the politicians, both black and white, Democrats and Republicans, men and women, the 1 and 2 or 3 or 4%, they're the organizational Democrats and Republicans. They try to run the rank and file Democrats and Republicans. We're not going to let them do that. So let's continue, as always, people, to unite, to expose these ass-white, bastard, political, parasitical punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, you know what we have to do? We have to destroy them. No violence. No violence, people. Destroy them at the polls. Expose them. Expose them today and every day. Let's destroy them before they destroy us. Politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis. We'll